Hi, Peter. Welcome to IPR.
Thank you, Amanda. Delighted to be with you today.
So your day job is band director at East Middle School and Central High School. And actually, many of our listeners probably know you best as Mr. Nancy Dineen.
That's right. My significantly better half is Nancy Dineen, fellow IPR host, and very proud of her and happy to have been her husband of over 20 years.
Well, in addition, you are also the pipe master of the Grand Traverse Pipes and Drums.
That is half correct, and the concept is certainly correct. My title is pipe major. It's odd to add a military rank to a civilian organization, but in the pipe band world, the lead piper, kind of the conductor of the pipe band, is referred to as pipe major, and works closely with the so-called drum sergeant, who leads the drum corps. And together we provide the musical direction of the band.
Well, and Pete, we've invited you to participate in Notes from Home to share some bagpipe music with us. Now, I gotta ask, how do the other residents of your house feel when you are practicing the bagpipes at home?
Well, there are four biological residents of our home. Of course, me and Nancy. Nancy doesn't mind bagpipes at all, although indoors, bagpipes are pretty loud, so she often moves to a different part of the house.
Well, I mean, they're loud outside, too. Just
Yeah, that's right, to be fair, right? Our teenage boys aren't necessarily big fans, but they make a lot of noise in the house themselves, but they manage to keep their doors closed and their earbuds in when I'm playing bagpipes. The four-legged creatures in the house, the cats, they have learned when they see me reaching for an instrument or an instrument case, they zip away pretty quickly, and I don't exactly know where they go when I'm playing, but I know it's under a piece of furniture, under a bed, but they get as far away from me as they possibly can.
So it sounds like bagpipes are an ideal instrument for this time of social distancing.
You've probably seen the meme, Amanda. It's been shared on my Facebook profile, I can't count how many times, but has something to do with, it's a picture of a bagpiper and something along the lines of the original social distancing tool, or tool for social distancing. So yeah, they're bagpipes are best heard outdoors and best heard at a little distance.
Well, Peter Dineen, we're going to hear you play from your family room.
The first tune is a Welsh lullaby called Sue Gan, and the first jig that I play is an old Donald MacLeod tune called The Duck. Has kind of a leaning sound to it. This duck must have a pretty significant waddle, maybe one leg longer than the other. And the second jig is an old standard called Rockin' the Cradle.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Here is Peter Dineen, who's pipe major of the Grand Traverse Pipes and Drums, joining us from his family room in Traverse City to play a Welsh lullaby and two jigs on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
Joining us via Zoom, we heard Peter Dineen, who's the pipe major of the Grand Traverse Pipes and Drums, with two jigs, and before that, a Welsh lullaby, coming to us from his own family room in Traverse City, part of the new series we're calling Notes from Home here on Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you, Pete. That was great. But I understand when you need to practice, you don't always have to hook up the entire bagpipe system. There's a smaller rig that you can use to practice.
Right. And aside from just how big of a sound are the full set of bagpipes, it's also pretty complicated to get up and running. When you're playing the bagpipes, the Great Highland bagpipes, you're actually playing four instruments at once. They're the three drones, which provide the humming background, and then the melody-producing part of the instrument, which is called the chanter. The chanter is like an oboe on steroids, although there's a quieter, smaller version of the chanter called the practice chanter. Playing the full set of Great Highland bagpipes is pretty physically demanding, and playing on the practice chanter, you can do that for a long period of time. So I'll play a little bit of the Welsh lullaby in practice chanter so you can just get a sense for what it sounds like.
Now, do your cats run and hide from the practice chanter too, or just from the full set?
Our older cat, as soon as she sees an instrument being picked up, she's gone. Our younger cat is a little bit more interested, and she'll sometimes stay near when I'm playing on practice chanter, and we'll even weave around my feet while I'm sitting here at the desk.
Well, Peter Dineen, thank you so much for joining us today here on Notes from Home from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure playing for you and your listeners and talking with you as well, Amanda.